I would say, you know, that it probably gets utilized in the off season. But look, I mean, as I mentioned, now they have the opportunity to go out and pull the trigger on something that they see fit. We all know the MASH unit that they've had on defense without Dustin Byfuglien, and they've never been able to fill that void, you know, in a real way that makes sense or could, you know, ultimately fill the void for Dustin Byfuglien. I don't know that you can at any point this year, let alone at the trade deadline, but certainly the window of options is a lot larger now. And so all we know, or at least this we suspect to know from, you know, listening to Paul Maurice last week and his comments saying that it probably doesn't make sense to be acquiring a rental player, that it would probably be someone with term. Because I think in their heart of hearts, the Jets know that it's probably a toss-up one way or the other, whether this team gets into the playoffs or not. And so to sink assets into acquiring a player that's just a rental to fill some space for this season, I don't think that makes much sense. But if there's someone that they can target before getting to that larger pool of players that are going to be available in the summer, I certainly think that that's something that Kevin Cheveldayoff would consider.